The time now in our studios is 11:49 and it's time for the Service Love in Action segment. We're going to play for you one service serving in the name of Sai episode from our Radio Sai archives. At 12:30, it'll again be time for the afternoon satsang. I pray from Team Radio Sai will be joined by Brother Arvind and we will be here to host this week's afternoon satsang. For now, it is time for the Service Love in Action segment. Hope you enjoy this segment as you've been enjoying the rest of the programs we've offered you from our studios at Prashanthi Nilayam.
Across every state of India, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers, what compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a salient revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language, that of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity, and conscientious citizenship. Be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai.
Dear listeners, welcome to the Radio Sai series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this program, we bring you stories of the service activities by Sai volunteers across India and the world. Today's segment features a Seva project by the Satya Sai volunteers of Indonesia.
Every difficult situation and trouble that we face in life reminds us of an eternal lesson, and that is, God is our only true companion and refuge at all times. Bhagwan Baba says, quote, God is the hero while the world is a zero. So you should make friendship with that hero. It is only the eternal nature of divine love, which is blemishless, selfless and pure, which can stand the test of true friendship. When you enjoy the proximity of such a friend, you will be free from fear even in the face of insurmountable difficulties. Unquote. thousands of Indonesians had such an experience. After a strong earthquake rattled their homes and lives on the island of Java, Indonesia, on the 27th of May, 2006. They called out to God to save them, and God did.
It was 5:50 a.m. on 27th May, 2006. And many in the Indonesian city of Yogyakarta were peacefully asleep. 25 kilometers away in the Indian Ocean, an earthquake of 6.2 magnitude occurred 10 kilometers deep in the seabed and shook the whole of central Java, including Yogyakarta. At least 5,700 people were killed and over 36,000 were injured. The Bantul Plain in the city suffered the highest losses. Over 3,500 people were killed here and another 15,000 were injured. Nearly 84,000 houses were destroyed completely and over 3 lakh homes were damaged.
The net outcome of nature's fury that barely lasted a few seconds was enormous. An estimated 500,000 people in the Bantul Plain were rendered homeless, all in a few seconds. The World Bank projected the financial damage at a massive $3 billion, much higher than the losses incurred in the earthquakes of Gujarat and Pakistan in 2001 and 5 respectively. Suddenly, thousands of Javanese were homeless, sitting in the midst of crumbled houses, injured families and scattered belongings. They did not know what to do. They were too shell-shocked to do anything but call out to God. And God did send His messengers to rescue them. Eleven-year-old Tita and Bantul in central Java, Indonesia, recalls the day.
I was very sad and frightened when the earthquake struck. My home was no longer standing. I could see only planks of wood here and there. There was no food or water. My family was starving and no one was helping us. Then suddenly, I became so happy when the people sent by Sai Baba came to help us. They gave us rice, towels, biscuits, milk, soap and clothes. I felt that God had listened to my prayer. Now we are no longer alone.
Most of the survivors had suffered serious to fatal injuries. Many of them had been left handicapped, many orphaned, and most of them were starving and homeless. They needed comfort, love and solace. And immediately, they wanted food, shelter, and self-confidence to rebuild their lives.
Seeing their plight, hundreds of Sai devotees from Indonesia, especially from areas surrounding Java, immediately met and planned to reach out to the victims. A day after the disaster, 4 teams of volunteers, including senior office bearers of the Indonesian Sai organization, visited the affected areas to assess the situation and plan the service project. They first visited Dr. Sarjito Hospital in Yogyakarta and Kakra Husada Hospital in Clayton, where most of the injured had been admitted, to find out what they needed and what service to offer.
Due to the unexpected disaster, the two hospitals needed huge supplies of medicines and first aid material. The doctors and other staff were also overburdened as the number of injured was rising. So, the Sakti Sai organization decided to supply medicines and also set up medical camps where devotee doctors would provide free medical aid and medicines. The Sevadals decided to work on a priority basis. They would feed the starving, give medical aid to the injured, provide shelter to the homeless, and clothes to those who had lost their belongings.
Boxes of medicines were procured and distributed to the two hospitals, including thousands of antibiotic doses, syringes, bandages, and other necessary items. They also distributed food, clothes, and stoves to the people in the affected areas. The organization donated thousands of doses of vital injections, needles, various essential medicines, and many boxes of bandages, gloves, and other medical supplies as needed by the hospital and medical teams.
On the third day, the Sai volunteers distributed emergency supplies such as tents and hundreds of items of clothing to the victims. On the fourth day, 3 truckloads of rice, water, clothes and other essential items were served to the victims. A team of 10 Sai youth set up temporary kitchens in various places in Java to feed the hundreds of distressed people. Within a few hours of erecting the tents, the public kitchens were operational and began feeding thousands of starved people.
In a short while, 3 hygienic public kitchens were set up in the areas of Klaten, Imogiri and Unung Silik in Java. These public kitchens served food to every hungry person in the areas for over 1 month. Rice, pulses and fresh vegetables were supplied to the base camp daily from the Sai Center in Yogyakarta. The Seva Dals, with the help of the local villagers, worked round the clock and served 3 meals to over 2,050 people every day.
Bibi, a 7-year-old girl from Bantul, the worst affected district in Java, expressed her innocent and honest feelings.
I was very scared and I cried. Our house had fallen and it was now just dust. My parents took my sister and me to the camp. I was very hungry and some people gave us milk. My mother made me drink it and I felt much better. Now I want to go back to school to play with my friends.
Setting up of stationary medical camps would not be helpful as many were seriously injured. Therefore, initially, 2 mobile medical teams of Sai volunteers went from house to house to treat the injured. Over the next few days, 6 medical teams were working in the area to treat the injured. Within 15 days, they had treated at least 1,070 affected victims in the area.
People had suffered injuries as they fled from crashing houses and buildings. Some had stamped on sharp edges, while many had been trapped under falling concrete. With so many injured, the work was endless. In the span of just a few days of the seva, nearly 9,000 kilograms of rice was distributed. The volunteers gave out stoves, boxes of towels, soaps, mosquito repellents, lanterns, cooking ware, toys and writing material for children, besides many other essential household items.
Thousands of clothes for men, women and children were distributed in an organized manner. A textile company run by a Sai devotee dispatched 10,000 pieces of clothing and 2,500 blankets for the needy. The organization gave out over hundreds of cartons of milk boxes, biscuit packets, baby food, and also beverages, including tea and coffee.
The Sai volunteers also helped to rebuild houses in many villages. They supplied construction tools and material to build 20 brick furnaces that would help to build many homes. Many sevadals also helped the villagers to rebuild their houses. As a pilot project to inspire the villagers, the Sai organization in Indonesia decided to completely build and set up 9 houses in the district of Bantul. For the rest, the organization supplied construction material and also helped to construct the houses. The guiding factor of the entire operation was to dispense Sai's boundless love in an organized and systematic manner.
The Sai devotees also gave the much needed emotional support to the traumatized. Volunteers patiently sat with the victims and listened to their accounts of personal suffering. They played with their children and also conducted programs to enthuse and encourage the affected people. They sang songs and counseled them with Swami's teachings to heal their emotional wounds and uplift their spirits. This is what 10-year-old Christian of Bantul shared.
I was very scared after the earthquake. I lost my friends and my father brought me to the refugee camp set up by the Sai organization. Here, I was reunited with my aunt, uncle and old friends. I am so happy to be with them and I can play again with my friends. I like the classes the Sai volunteers conduct, the songs they sing and the gifts they have given us.
And here is another 12-year-old Heaven from Bantul relating how God saved them that night.
I was shocked when the earthquake struck. Everybody ran helter-skelter and everything was destroyed in a split second. People shouted out of panic. On the first day, we went without food and shelter. Like us, many other families had no roof and it rained heavily that night. I prayed to God to help us. The next morning, we did not know where to go or what to eat. But then, Sai organization came and gave us some milk, noodles and also provided us with tents. Their doctors took care of our patients. We are happy because the Sai youth and devotees played games with us. They sang songs with us. They also gave us books, pencils and rubbers.
The victims of the earthquake called out to God as they realized that He was their only refuge. The Sai volunteers, as messengers of Bhagwan, responded to the call of service with a spirit of devotion and served the affected people as an offering to God, the indweller of every heart. Bhagwan had given them an opportunity and the volunteers served Him in every form they saw in Java. In a discourse delivered in 1981, Bhagwan said, quote, "Offer service to someone in need with a full heart and experience the bliss that results. It need not be something big. It can be a small act, unnoticed by others. But it has to be done to please the God within you and in the other person." Unquote.
Trials and troubles can bring out the best in us if we see them as opportunities for self-growth. We must consider the obstacles in our life as passing clouds and use them to reaffirm our faith in God, as did the people of Java, who lost everything in a trice but gained their faith in God and the goodness of humanity in its aftermath. They loved the Lord in the truest sense and sanctified their lives by serving in the name of Sai.
Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
महीनाथाय महाचंद्राय महाभर्गे कृष्णाय महीपादाय महाकालाय महाकर्ते नादाय महीनाथाय महाचंद्राय महाभर्गे दिवे हृदये मालाम्बुजाश्रयाय चक्रिणे वलिने अवरोधकाय पीतवाससे कृष्णाय महीपालाय महाकालाय महाकर्ते कालाय महीनाथाय महाचंद्राय महाभर्ते
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday
Live. It was the morning of 29th August 2005. A giant cyclone storm spiraled into the southern coast of the United States and left behind death, destruction, floods, and many homeless. Hurricane Katrina had hit the US. With a wind speed of 280 kilometers per hour, it was one of the deadliest hurricanes ever on the Atlantic Ocean.
Hurricanes are huge spiraling tropical storms that hit with wind speeds of over 250 kilometers per hour and can splash rainfall of over 9 trillion liters in a day. While they are called cyclones when they emerge from the Indian Ocean and the Bay of Bengal, they are known as hurricanes when they rise from the Atlantic Ocean. These storms are generated during summers when the heat over the ocean waters rises to high temperatures. In short, hurricanes are spinning heat engines accompanied by thunderstorms.
Hurricane Katrina had formed over the Bahamas on 23rd August 2005 and crossed southern Florida as a modern Category 1 hurricane, causing some deaths and flooding there. However, it strengthened rapidly at the Gulf of Mexico and reached the US southeast coast as a Category 5 hurricane. Though the storm weakened before entering Louisiana on 29th August as a Category 3 storm, it had already caused severe destruction along the Gulf Coast and from central Florida to Texas.
Hurricane Katrina caused a loss of a staggering $81 billion, the costliest natural disaster in the history of the United States. At least over 1,800 people lost their lives. Again, it was the largest number killed in any hurricane in the US since 1928.
As the news of the extent of the catastrophe spread, the SAI organization sprung into action. The catastrophe was the central concern at the Labor Day retreat held at Chicago, Illinois from 2nd to 4th September. It was evident that the government machinery would not be able to handle the situation on its own. The plight of the Katrina victims was appalling. Something fast had to be done. The SAI young adults who had gathered at the retreat immediately formed a task force to reach out to the victims. They brainstormed and exchanged information and ideas to help the victims. As information about the extent of damage came in, it became clear that help would be needed not only for immediate relief, but also over an extended period of time. The group then identified specific areas which needed urgent attention and further classified the projects as short-term, mid-term, and long-term on the basis of the extent of the damage.
Instead of plunging into service impulsively, the group then spend some time planning the whole exercise. Thus, from September 4th to 20th, 2005, the task force core group worked tirelessly and addressed several issues, including if they should undertake the relief efforts on their own or collaborate with other groups like the American Red Cross. They also tried to find out grassroots organizations like churches in the area which could provide local assistance to the team of Sai devotees. Finally, they decided that the team would personally go to the affected areas instead of merely sending supplies from different places. And the team included two young adults, each from Minneapolis and Chicago, Memphis and Atlanta, one young adult each from Indianapolis and Cleveland, four from Dayton, five from Southfield, and two adults from Ann Arbor. After gathering enough information about the areas where help was most needed, the task force decided to concentrate the seva activities on a town named Tylertown in Mississippi.
Tylertown was a small place with 2,000 residents, 50% of whom were Caucasians and 47% African Americans. The town had four schools, a 49-bed Walthall County Hospital, seven physicians, and also a Red Cross center. On the 21st September, the Sai volunteers contacted Reverend Ellis Warren of the Lee's Baptist Church in Tylertown. For the next 9 days, the Sai youth worked ceaselessly and made a list of the needs of the affected people in Tylertown. To begin with, there were 40 to 50 families that urgently needed food supplies. Then, a lot of elderly people needed looking after. Even though the Red Cross Center was distributing relief in the area, the long queues made it difficult for the old to avail of them. The hurricane had caused large-scale structural damage. The roofs of the homes and schools in the town had been blown away. A lot of debris left behind in the storm's aftermath was blocking roads and delaying the relief efforts. Supplies from all around the region, including Minneapolis, Illinois, Tennessee, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, were collected and gathered in the city of Dayton in Ohio, which was chosen as the central drop-off point. These supplies were then collectively transported to Tylertown.
The young Sai volunteers divided themselves into groups to organize the task ahead. While some took care of the travel arrangements of the volunteers, others focused on the distribution of supplies, food, medicines, and so on. The third group took charge of cleaning the debris and repairing the damaged buildings, while the fourth took the responsibility of contacting and coordinating with the local authorities. This group met Reverend Warren, who assured them of all possible cooperation. They also contacted the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency. Impressed by the spirit of selfless service of the Sai volunteers, the sheriff's office there, the police superintendents, the mayor of the town, physicians, and the hospital authorities, all of these groups came together to help the Sai youth in their task.
The team reached Tylertown on 30th September at 11 a.m. while the shipment of supplies arrived at 4 p.m. Due to the huge amount of supplies received from various places, it took the volunteers almost 2 hours to unload the packages. Through the night, the volunteers sorted out the supplies and packed them neatly for distribution. Next day at around 8 a.m., the families identified for receiving the supplies gathered at Lee's church. The recipient families were delighted with not just the help, but also the manner in which the seva was rendered. Many of them commented that they were touched by the humility and love of the volunteers. The families were also sent for health checks from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. that day.
The teams responsible for clearing the debris also had a busy day, as they removed the huge fallen trees, branches, and other debris which were blocking the roads and other access points and thus hampering the relief process. While one group repaired the roofs of damaged houses and school buildings, another team traveled to the neighborhoods of Picayune and Waveland with relief supplies. Finally, after a hectic but satisfying day, the group of Sai volunteers gathered once again at Lee's Church around 7 p.m. Reverend Warren addressed the team and appreciated their efforts, which he said was done in the spirit of true service. This only added to the enthusiasm of the Sai volunteers as they began preparations for the next day with renewed vigor. On the third and last day of the seva, the teams undertook relief efforts at Bogalusa, Louisiana. Here too, they distributed supplies to the needy and cleaned the debris to help the victims restart their lives.
Bhagwan Baba says, offer service to someone in need with a full heart and experience the bliss that results. It need not be something big. It can be a small act, unnoticed by others. But it has to be done to please the God within you and the other person.
Every time there is a need, the Sai organization and its volunteers have always rushed to render selfless seva. However, it would be pertinent to ask ourselves whether there are ways to avoid such miseries caused by natural disasters. And God indeed has shown us a way. Swami has repeatedly stated that human beings and their actions are the cause of such natural disasters. These tragedies occur because man has started to abuse nature and has stopped respecting the forces of Mother Nature. In fact, in his greed and in the name of progress, man has exploited nature and destroyed the equilibrium that is necessary to keep life balanced on this planet.
In fact, in an interview given to Mr. R.K. Karanjia, the editor-in-chief of Blitz News magazine, in as early as 1976, Baba said, suffering and misery are the inescapable acts of the cosmic drama. God does not decree these calamities, but man invites them by the way of retribution of his own evil deeds. He adds further that, remember, these calamities occur not because of what God has made of man, but really because of what man has made of himself. Therefore, man has to be unmade and remade with his ego destroyed and replaced by the transcendental consciousness, so that he may rise above the karmic bondage to the freedom of averting such disasters. This is the work of the avatar which I am presently doing.
Therefore, it is human greed that is to be blamed for calamities like hurricanes and earthquakes, and the only way to avert them is by learning to live in tandem with nature, or else we will have to pay the price of our folly. God is only a witness, and when he comes down on earth, he is the supreme teacher who trains others by his own life. And the sole powerful message that reverberates in every act, word and deed of Baba is that one should love all sincerely and serve all selflessly. There is nothing more fulfilling than serving in the name of Sai.
You just heard another episode of Serving in the Name of Sai. Stories of Sai Seva from across India and around the world. You can read up on today's feature and see pictures of this and other Sai Seva activities by checking out Sai Seva section on our website www.radiosai.org. Thank you for joining us today, and please do send us your feedback on this program. As always, you can reach us at listener@radiosai.org. Sai Ram from Prashanti Nilayam.
Serving Him, we discovered a purpose. We rededicate ourselves to Him in this 90th year of His divine advent.
Prema Swarup Lara.
Happy, happy, be happy. Happy, happy, make others happy.